papanishkrito.
Shak chakit seta rujam nidanavit. Tasmat guru puru vaishvavi papa nishkrito. Yate tamrit yora vipadyatatmana. Dosha shidrishtva guru lagavam yata. Vishak chakit seta vrajam nidhanavit.
Vishak chakit seta vrajam nidhanavit.
Tasmat puraiva asu iha papa niskito jateta. What is that? Mrittu Ravipaddhatam Atmana Dosasya Drishtya Guru Lagavam Jatha Bhisha Chikitseta Rujanga Nidanavit. So the discussion is going on between Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadeva Goswami in the last portion of the fifth chapter, fifth canto. Sukadeva Goswami has given description of different hellish planets down this universe. There are many hellish planets, as there are heavenly planets. Similarly, there are hellish planets. Those who are pious in the modes of goodness, they are promoted to the higher planetary system, and those who are very much abominable, condemned, they are degraded to the lower planetary. There are different planets. Our modern scientists, they say that except this earthly planet, there is no life. This is their knowledge. But actually that is not the fact. Everywhere there is life. But the life of different grades. Just like here also we see in this planet, some of them are very well situated and some of them are very much degraded in every respect by birth, janma, isajya, by opulence and by education, by beauty. So, there is such arrangement by nature's law that you are promoted or degraded. Prakite kriyamanani guni karmani sarvas. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that prakriti, we are under the guidance or rulings of material nature. That is, it is not a fact that we are independent, there is no life after death. These are all foolish man's theory. We are eternal, there is life after death, and that life also has got different gradation. So this has been described. And this is the fact. Now, Parikshit Maharaj, being Vaishnava, he became very much sympathetic with the persons who are degraded in the hellish planet. So his question was, my dear sir, Sukadeva Goswami, his spiritual master, that how these people could be saved from this hellish condition of life. This is Vaishnava's concern. Vaishnava is not a pickpocket that he'll exploit others for his benefit. No. Paradukkha-dukkhi. Vaishnava's business is, he's very unhappy by seeing others unhappy. Prahlad Maharaj said like that. Naivad vijay paradurattaya vaitaranyam tadbijagayana mahamritamagna chitya suchi tata vimukha chetasa maya sukhaya bharamud bahato vimura. Prahlad Maharaj, he said to Nrisimhadev, my Lord, na udvije, I am not at all in anxiety. Na udvije. Para, you are transcendental. Naivad vije para durattaya vaitaranya. Durattaya means very difficult to cross over. Vaitaranya, vaitarani, the nescience, ocean of nescience. Why? You are not afraid of? Tadvijyagayana maham mritamagna chitya. Because I am now Krishna conscious, and as soon as I hear the glories of your wonderful activities, I become merged in it. So I have no problem. Then you appear to be little unhappy. Why? Na soche. I am very much agreed. Why? Tato bhimukha chetasa. But these rascals who do not take to Krishna consciousness, I am thinking of them. Instead of taking to Krishna consciousness, they are busy in maya sukhaya. Maya is temporary, again. Little temporary happiness, they are making big, big program. He'll live for 50 years, but he is making program for 5 millions of years. So I am soche. I am actually lamenting for them. This is Vaishnava. Vaishnava is not very anxious or unhappy for his personal affairs. He knows that everywhere I will be protected by Krishna. So he has no problem. Therefore, real Vaishnava, he wants to deliver all these fallen souls from this miserable condition of life. So Parikshit Maharaj is Vaishnava. His first attention was drawn to the persons in the hellish planet that are suffering. He questioned how they can be saved. That is his concern. This is Vaishnava. So Sukadeva Goswami is answering. He is spiritual master and disciple. First of all, he wanted to test where is standing Parikshit Maharaj. So there are three kinds of processes for becoming free from these material clutches. One is karma, the other is jnana or yoga, and the other is bhakti. So, first of all, Parikshit Maharaj was tested by Sukadeva Goswami whether he is satisfied by the karmakanda or fruitive activities. And fruitive activities means that I have done something wrong, so I go to the church and make some atonement, and finish. Then again I do. This is karmakandya. Just like somebody has done something criminal, he says, all right, never mind, I shall go to the court and pay some fine. That's all. So, this is karmakandya vicha. And nowadays, even karmakandya vicha, they are also not acceptable. People have become so foolish. This karmakandya vicha means action and reaction of the fruitive activities. They also do not believe that. This is the lowest grade. So here it is answered. So if you want to be saved from the sinful reaction of your life and put into the hellish condition, then you have to do like this. Tasmat puraevo asu yaha papaniskito. Tasmat, therefore, in order to become free from the reaction of your sinful activities, papaniskito, puraiva asu, before your death, as soon as possible, you should atone. You should counteract, otherwise you will suffer very much. Just like a disease, a little disease, if you treat immediately, it may not increase to be a very problem, big problem disease. Chanakya Pandit has instructed the three things we should be very careful. Disease, fire, and deaths. If there is disease, if you think, this is little ailment, there is no need of going to the doctor. No, you must immediately take step. It may increase to be a very big problem. Disease increases. Similarly, fire. If there is fire, you have extinguished everything. A little fire there is. If you think that, little fire, it will automatically. No, that also you must extinguish. Otherwise, it may take into big fire again. Similarly, debts. If you don't clear your debts, if you think, all right, there is some debts, it will. No, interest, compound interest. So similarly, the disease. We are already in the material disease. This birth, death, old age, and disease. This is our material, miserable condition. And again, if we act sinfully, then it will increase. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami is advising that before your death, you should atone for the sinful activities what you have done. Just like in the Manu Sanghita, if a man has committed some murder, it is advised the king should order him to be hanged. Otherwise, next life he'll have to suffer so much. So this order of hanging a murderer is a kind of kindness to the criminal. So here it is advised that dosasya drishtya guru laghavam jatha. There are different kinds of sinful activities and there are different kinds of suffering also. A little infection of bronchitis, the suffering is not so acute, but infection of smallpox is fatal. We should always remember that. We are infecting on account of this material world. We are infecting different modes of material nature. I have explained several times, there are three modes of material nature, and when you mix up, then it becomes 3 × 3 = 9, and again mix up, 9 × 9 = 81, and again mix up. Every minute particles there is a count. You cannot avoid material nature's punishment, you cannot avoid. Even little, whatever you have done, it will be punished. Automatically, the rules and regulations are there. Karanam gunasangasya sadasat janma jyonishu. Why there are so different varieties of life? If there is no some judgment behind it, there must be. Otherwise, everyone should have been of the same bodily features, same standard of life, same opulence. No. There's so many degrees and grades. Because the modes of material nature are different mixture. So here it is said that dosasya drishtya guru laghavam yatha. Dosa. Still, people in India, they go to a Bhattacharya that, sir, I have done this sinful activity. What is my atonement? Among the Christian also, they go to the church. So, guru laghavam drishtya. Guru means heavy. We use this word guru. Guru means heavy. So according to the criminal activities, just like a man has stolen some fruit from a fruit shop, his criminality is not equal to the man who has committed murder, he has killed one man. This is guru laga. So there is punishment according to the heaviness and lightness of criminal activities. The example is given here, Bhishak chikitseta rujanga nidanamit. Just like you go to a physician for treatment of your disease, he gives different types of medicine, not that one medicine for everyone, no. If one has got little headache, he gives one, that tablet, aspirin tablet. But if it is pneumonia, then the treatment is different. That is being advised. That one has to see what kind of sinful activity he has done and what is the atonement for that purpose. This is advice. Parikshit Maharaj was advised that these people, they are suffering in different grades of suffering on account of different grades of sinful activities. So best thing is, before death, if they seek atonement for different grades of sinful activities, then it is good for him, so that after death he may not suffer very severely. That people do not accept even that there is life after death, we are eternal, and the infection which we are committing, that will react. There is no such knowledge. The modern civilization is so foolish. Simply like cats and dogs, they are eating, sleeping, and sex life, and little defense, that's all. They have no knowledge. So, Therefore, we are preaching Krishna consciousness. Lokasya ajanata. They do not know what kind of risky life they are conducting. So, the Krishna consciousness movement is trying to make them awaken to the consciousness. That is the duty of a sane man or gentleman. That is the instruction of the Vedas to awaken people. Uttishtata jagrata praptavaranibodhata. This basic instruction is to the human society, uttishtata, get up. Jagrata, don't sleep, be awakened. Uttishtata jagrata praptavaranibodhata. You have got a boon, try to understand it. Nibodhata. Praptavaran, varan means benediction. What is that benediction? The benediction is this human form of life. You should understand that you are not cat and dog. Simply you shall spoil your life by eating, sleeping, and sex and defense. No. This is very valuable life. Labdha sudullabhamidam bahusambhavanti. This is the instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam. No, don't spoil it. You have got this bone, this human form of life, after many, many births, evolutionary process. Don't you see so many different varieties of life? And you had to undergo through all this life. Now you have come to human form of life. So you should utilize it. That if you have full utilization is to how to become Krishna conscious. That we shall come one after another. This karmakandya vichar, this will not help us. That will be discussed in the next verse. Neither the mental speculation will help us. Unless we come to the platform of bhakti and fully surrender to Krishna and take to Krishna consciousness business, it is very, very difficult. We'll have to continue. In many places, Shastra it is said, Nunam pramatta kurute bikarama jadindriya pritaye apinoti nasadu manne jato atmanoyam asannapi klesadaya asadeya. Nunam pramatya. The people have become mad. And why? Kurute bikarama. They're acting obviously against the principle of life. Bikarma. Karma, bikarma. Karma means to act according to the injunction of the Shastra. And bikarma means to act against. Then you suffer. So bikarma. Nunam pramatta kuruti bikarma. Why they are doing? And because they are mad? Pramatta. What for mad? Just indriya pritaye. Simply for sense gratification. There is no other problem. A temporary sense gratification. They are acting so simply. So Rishabhdev says, Nasadhu manne, this is not good. Why? Jata atmanayam, because you have got already this material body, this temporary body. So that's all right, I've got this temporary body till it's finished. No! Asannapi klesada. Although it is temporary, so long you'll possess this material body, you'll have to suffer. So many suffering, threefold miseries. So they don't care for it because illiterate, not illiterate, ignorant. Literary knowledge is not sufficient. There must be real knowledge. The real knowledge you will get from the Vedas. Tadvijnanartham sa guru eva vigacche. Real knowledge you will get from guru from Krishna, evam param pravartam. That is real knowledge. Otherwise, anything has got some knowledge, that knowledge is not sufficient. So, this Srimad Bhagavatam is full of knowledge. It is specially compiled by Vyasadeva to help the foolish human society and save him from all kinds of miserable condition of life. Thank you very much.